Forgotten Sunrise, Chapter 11, Sunset and the Princess.
All right, my little sunshine.
Sunset cooed, lightly running the tip of her hoof along Ray's top scales, which he stretched into fluttering his new wings.
You're not gonna give Sunny a hard time while I'm gone, right?
The winged lizard gave a flap of his wings to climb up the unicorn's hoof as she brought him up to her muzzle. He gave her snout an affectionate flick of his tongue, before Sunset nuzzled him in response, before setting him back down in his new terrarium. She made sure he had fresh water and a full food dish, before adjusting the lid to give him the space to come and go as he pleased.
So he won't jump out of a corner at me or anything, right?
Sunny asked.
No.
Sunset answered with a chuckle.
He likes hanging out near houseplants. Or at least he did back in the mirror world. I imagine he'll want to use his new wings a bit, and he's smart enough to know that his food and water are here in the terrarium, so he'll never go far. Oh, I'll move one of the taller plants in here for him to explore.
Sunny said, as the two mares went back out into the hallway. Sunset had instructed her on how to clean the terrarium and what his diet was, in case his food ran out. She was leaving a chest at the foot of her bed, but taking some of its contents with her, such as her yearbooks and guitar, after Pip told her that they could definitely find her a small amp in Zephyr Heights. They made their way out into the bright afternoon, where Pip was already waiting, taking a selfie with Sunset's packed cart. It took a bit of rearranging to make room for the Pegasus's camping supplies, but after that, the unicorn and Pegasus were ready to go.
Well, I hope you enjoy your time up there. And I'll see you when we head for the Crystal Empire in a week or two.
Sunny told Sunset.
If you're coming along, then who's gonna watch Ray?
Sunset asked, as she did a final inspection of the cart.
Hitch is great with animals. Like, great to a fault. He'll be in good hooves.
Sunny assured her.
Well, thanks for everything so far, Sunny. I'll see you in a bit.
The unicorn and earth pony shared a short hug before Sunset got hitched up to the cart, and she and Pip were headed northeast into the hills.
I hope my fans enjoyed this set of posts. Hashtag roughing it!
Pip said, as she posed for a selfie in front of Sunset's cart. The hills outside Maritime Bay became more distant as they quickly approached a forest of giant sequoia trees.
So, tell me something. Without the need to raise the sun and moon, without flight, without magic, how did your family come to the position it's in now?
Sunset asked, as she pulled the cart of supplies behind her. Pip's ears flicked for a moment, as she put away her phone and slowed her pace just enough to walk beside the unicorn.
Coming clean already? Yeah, I suppose I could do that, but with the first less than warm welcome my mom gave you when you arrived. Better you hear from me than someone else. My family has always been performers. Not only did we know how to look good and pass illusions off as the real thing, but we knew ponies who could help us do that. Put on a show. Once citywide media became a thing, I didn't even know how many moons ago we got the entire city convinced that the royal family got their magic of flight back. And that we were using that magic to protect the city. We never could have done it without the help of all of the stagehands working in the background with the wires and lighting. I suppose they felt the same way we did. Maintaining the illusion of flight would be better for every pony, and keep panic from spreading. So I'm guessing that didn't last?
Sunset asked. Pip shook her head.
The guards on outer patrol spotted Sunny and Izzy coming towards the city and brought them before Mom. She had them put into the dungeon until she could question them, but she obviously wasn't in any hurry, because Zip and I were the first ones down there. I was there for the content creation I could do, but Zip was far more interested in the reason they were there. Restoring magic for all of Equestria. Maybe I would have been a bit more interested too if I didn't have a show that night. Which they managed to sneak into and try to take the crystal and Mom's crown. In their sneaking arounds, they freaked out the stagehand controlling my wires, and that's when the cat came out of the bag. We were all over the news within minutes. I managed to get free of my harness and into the alleys before the guards surrounded us. I saw that they were after the gem and grabbed it on my way out. With nothing to lose and Mom in custody, I figured the best shot would be to tag along and see what came of it. Well, something good obviously came from it.
Sunset commented.
So they actually let you guys back into power? We were as surprised as you were. But I guess that news quickly spread that the royal family had a few hooves in bringing magic back. And, well, she enjoys the luxury, but I have to give Mom credit where it's due. She's great at handling the bureaucracy of the day-to-day city operations.
Sounds like it's working out so far for every pony.
You'd think so. Having a city of Pegasi that can suddenly fly is proving to be a struggle. You know, mid-air collisions and such.
Yeah, I can understand how that would take some time to figure out.
Oh, so how's the phone working out?
Pip asked.
Great. I mean, Sunny and her museum remain the most accurate source of history. I haven't had a lot of spare time yet, but I have made the time to check out some of your vlogs.
Especially on your series on exploring Twilight's castle. Pretty impressive footage. Wow, thanks! Always great to have another fan! It was at the perfect time too. When more ponies were getting curious about Equestria's ancient history, the different museums have been swapping artifacts! And working to get our stories more straight! We can take a look at the Zephyr Heights Museum when we get there if you'd like.
Pip offered.
That definitely sounds like a plan, Pip. Let's do it.
Chapter 12. Camping.
Well, I don't know about you, but my stomach is starting to growl. What do you say we stop here for the night and get a campsite set up?
Pip suggested.
Yep, I'm definitely getting on the hungry side myself.
Sunset replied.
You think we've come far enough for the night?
Definitely. If we get an early enough start, we'll be there by early afternoon tomorrow. So, let's start looking for a clearing.
Pip suggested. The sequoia trees making up this forest made Sunset feel quite tiny. It also made it feel like they hadn't come as far as they really had. But according to Pip, Sunny and Izzy had made the trek in just over a day's time, with stopping to eat and get enough sleep. A quarter of a mile later, they came up to a small clearing off to the left of the somewhat beaten path.
Yeah, I think this looks pretty good. What do you think? You're the camper.
Pip asked Sunset, after looking it over for a few moments.
Yep, enough space for two tents and a fire ring. Let's get to it.
Sunset replied, unhitching from the cart after pulling it just far enough off the road to not block the path. Once they had a fire ring arranged and kindling gathered, Sunset lit up her horn, and after a momentary flash of the tip, a fire sparked to life in the kindling.
Wow! Well, that's one way to go about it.
Pip said with a smile, as she began to go through their food supplies. For her part, Sunset got out the tents, poles, footprints, stakes, and the rainfly for each. Then began putting up the tents diagonal from each other and facing the fire. After she had both tents up and adequately sheltered from the elements, she returned to the cart to grab the two tightly packed sleeping bags, depositing one in each tent, along with a portable battery to charge their phones overnight. By the time their sleeping arrangements were all set and ready to go, Pip was ready with dinner fireside.
Fresh campfire hay cakes hot off the flames,
Pip announced, passing Sunset a plate who took it in her magical grasp.
So, you've clearly done that a time or two.
She finished, motioning to the pair of tents.
Camping trips were common with my friends back in the mirror world. Setting up camp is pretty second nature to me by now,
Sunset said before taking a bite.
And you seem to know good hay cakes.
Camping staple, or so I'm told. I never really camped before I met Sunny and the others, but I did do a vlog on quick and easy camping foods for my outdoorsy fans.
Pip replied, before taking another bite.
I'm looking forward to seeing your setup. You know, how you stream and how often you plan in advance.
Sunset said, taking another bite.
I do my shorter vlogs right on my phone. I try to stream games once or twice a week.
Now we're talking. Gaming was my main avenue. Got up to over 500,000 subs before I came back here. I gave the channel to a friend when it was clear I'd be coming back here.
It must be so weird.
Pip began, swallowing her bite of hay cakes.
Coming back to a wildly different Equestria, but that's also so much closer to the worlds that you just came from.
Tell me about it. I've stopped trying to wrap my head around it for now. Hope there's plenty of distractions in Zephyr Heights.
Sunset replied.
Oh, we've definitely got you covered there. Absolutely no shortage of things to do in our city.
I wonder how much of it I'll recognize. I mean,
Sunset trailed off.
Yeah, I know about Sunny's research, how ZH used to be a unicorn city untold moons ago. You're not angry about that, are you?
Pip asked, a twinge of nervousness in her voice. Sunset immediately shook her head.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't hold the ponies of today responsible for the actions of the generations that came before. What happens, happened. I just can't even, you know, imagine things getting so bad. That unrest or civil war would break out like that, after everything that Princess Twilight and her friends did. But I suppose Discord's message was right. Every generation has the responsibility of taking up the mantle of friendship, and carrying it forward.
Pip nodded.
At least we're doing that here and now. For what it's worth, I hope you can find your place here.
Sunset smiled at her.
Yeah, me too.
I cannot get enough of the story, I really can't. Especially that little tidbit where Sunset could also relate to Pip with live streaming, oh, beautiful. But anyway, let's get on to our relatable donators. Top donators are 630, TacoCat598, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Hex, Sword Brother, Mordred, Omicron, Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Ridesoul, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancer Crust, BigSmoke369, Bobcat, GJF, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.